This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lost hiker is found alive in Kansas City, a tornado emergency, scary stuff, while the government debates what they're going to do with relief funding because there are some in the House that say, no way. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a good one. Were you flipping some burgers, remembering what the Memorial holiday was all about, hanging with your friends, hanging with the family? Hopefully you got a chance to chillax, in other words. And again, still keeping your heart the memory of so many who served. I know in my neighborhood, flags everywhere as far as the eye could see. This is Kate Delaney, so if you've tuned in for the first time, thanks for hanging with us. We're going to dive right into it, and this is the way we roll here. I consider myself to be the voice of reason in a crowded house of screamers. So whether you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, hate labels, used to have a label, don't want to rip it off, you're invited at any point to jump into the conversation. So never feel like you can't be counted. You can also flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini. You are in just like that. So let's dive on it, shall we, so to speak. And one thing that happened, I think, that's heartwarming that I'm going to talk about right at the top of this show is the fact that you had a hiker who got lost in the Hawaiian forest. And you could say, well, why were they hiking out there? Forget all that nonsense. In these constant horrible endings that we hear, of people even taking selfie pictures where they get too close to the edge of a falls or whatever. We got a great story. She's a yoga teacher. She's in pretty decent shape. She decides she's going to take a hike. She gets lost. What does she do? She figures out how to survive. She loses her shoes in a flash flood. She eats berries, anything she can find to try to survive. Her knees are skinned beyond belief. She's got blisters all over her skin. She's trying to string her clothes together in an SOS and anything else she can think of. It doesn't work. And then finally, a helicopter spots her after 17 days. She was disoriented but so thrilled that they found her. 35 years old, boom, they lift her to safety. And she was close to a creek bed, and that's when she was spotted. She was at a forest reserve. Her SUV was found, but guess what? Wallet and phone inside. Why? She's going for a hike. She got discombobulated. So severe sunburn, bruises, fractured leg, but she survived and looked pretty darn good. Luckily, friends, family reported her missing, but this is a very, very good story. And in fact, if we went on Twitter and we looked at what was trending, we have our resident bird that will join us, I'm sure, here. But what's trending on, there he is. Where is he? I hear him. He's there in the background somewhere. Where? that was trending on Twitter. And most people think after a certain amount of time, you think the worst, and they're not thinking, oh, she's going to make it. She's surviving there. Someone's going to find her. No, they're not thinking that at all. But sure enough, boom, she did survive. And there was a lot of people that were tweeting things last week and into the weekend about whether or not we were going to see her again. And sure enough, we have. The other thing that's being tweeted about a lot is a place called Linwood. And Linwood, sadly, was where a Kansas City tornado smashed into just farms and areas where you saw this massive amount of rain and this incredible tornado funnel cloud that was wide and big and scary. that smashed into it. But Linwood didn't get wiped off the map. In fact, if I look at my Twitter feed, this one from Gary Frank, who says, Linwood, Kansas tornado earlier tonight from Paula Whitehead, just an incredible rain storm wrapped around this unbelievable tornado. And you see the video of it. And then you've got people saying, oh, I'm marking themselves safe, or saying where it ripped through. We had a chopper pilot who said it was a mile wide. Wow. The tornado damage, once again, it's heartbreaking, where you see one house is intact and three others around it are completely flattened. So lots of conversation about that. You got this from Big Bree, the Brewers guy. He said, a tornado hit Linwood, Kansas. Sad, but I'm always here. I always hear about how these things tear through trailer parks. In this case, it's hard to feel for people with four-car garages because they probably have insurance. So here's the thing. It wasn't a, one of the areas that got hit was a, an area where there, he's right, where there were really nice homes, and some of those homes just got completely slammed into. And part of the reason why, EF4 tornado and that wide swath was the killer thing. So northeast Kansas, leveled homes, structures in one area, just down, down, down. And it's, you know, people scrambling. It's the all clear. What can I do? How do I get out of the way? And even in Kansas, where you think they're used to it, it still can catch you off guard with predictions or no predictions. It doesn't matter. The other place that got slammed with tornadoes was Lawrence, Kansas, and there was some catastrophic damage. Homes obliterated, same thing. 11 people with injuries in this tornado. The airport was shut down because of the damage, so pretty bad stuff. And you could see it. You could see where things were blown around or smashed to bits, or one place survived, the next place didn't. You see the funnel clouds. People are shooting them from all different angles, and it's stunning to look at it, just absolutely stunning. And then there was somebody that tweeted out, spent 30 minutes going house to house for a mile, a half mile along 1100 Road south of Lawrence. Not one other chaser bothered checking houses. Ooh. You know, I always wondered that. I mean, if you have 11, 12 people injured, you see the damage, you're shooting the funnel clouds, and that's what you're trying to do. But then do you try to help the people? And the answer is I would be a terrible storm chaser because I would be out there trying to help the person every single time. I mean, of course, I would jump out immediately and forget about what I was trying to do otherwise. Because I got people in front of me who are, you know, have a tornado bearing down on them, especially if there's no place to take coverage. And I know there are people that do stop and do reach out and, you know, and help them. And there's the good news, right? So we got a town hall coming up, right? Kamala Harris. They're talking about that on MSNBC. That was part of the buzz. You can see that on Twitter. You know, the politics is always going to be there, but especially now because of the fact that we're getting closer and closer to the Democrats whittling down whoever that person is going to be for them that goes up against Donald Trump. Stay with us. We're talking about numbers on the flip side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Let's talk about some scary numbers. Welcome to Week in Count with me, Kate Delaney. So how do we count with our iPhone? I saw this scary story in the Washington Post. Apple says what's happening on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. Do you believe them? So what they did at the newspapers, they did this experiment. They showed 5,400 hidden app trackers really ate up their data in a single week. So what does that mean? It's you know, you're snoring, you're sleeping, you're doing whatever. And in the meantime, companies are gathering your information. And one of the things that Jeffrey Fowler writes about in his really interesting piece is he says, on a recent Monday night, a dozen marketing companies, research firms, and other personal data guzzlers got reports from iPhone. At 11:43, a company called Amplitude learned my phone number, email, and exact location. At 3:58 a.m., another called App Boy got a digital fingerprint of my phone. At 6:25, a tracker called Demdex received a way to identify my phone and sent back a list of other trackers to pair up with. Yikes. So that means constantly the messages were coming from the IP address in however many minutes it was, right? So that's where all that information is coming, you know, coming back to haunt you. That when you're sleeping, he's proving the iPhone feeds these trackers, but not just when you're sleeping, other ways too. And so how much of that is being shared, etc.? And how do they target us for marketing and political messaging? Of course they target us. We saw what happened with Cambridge Analytica. What a nightmare that was. And Facebook's still trying to get over that. It's obvious that their apps are doing the same thing. And in the middle of the night, it doesn't interfere with other functions. That's why. That's why that's happening. So what do you do? It's your information. How do you keep it private? How do you do that? Don't have a phone. How do you fix it? And, of course, not all phones are the same, but let's just say in general, if this happens to you, these third-party trackers, you got to figure out ways around it, right? So a lot of the things that you download, you're not looking at the guidelines, and they ask for permission to collect the information before they do it. But sometimes they don't follow that information. So you got to find out who those companies are. I think it's scary. Of course there's tracking. You see the targeted ads. It's like if you start to look at something, you think you're going to go take a vacation. You just put one thing into the computer, boom, you're going to keep seeing that pop up right in front of your face. So what do you do when you get those kind of ugly numbers? The answer is you've got to pay attention to all the apps you're downloading and then get rid of some of the apps and see who the biggest offenders are. Of course, it would take a little bit of time to unravel that mystery, but perhaps it could really be worth it. All right, think about being 42, being on the ice, and your name is Zdeněk Charo, and you are a dominator at 42 years old in a very rough sport. It just goes to show you some people, they bounce back and they can continue to play and be a force on a team. So he's a force on a team. 21 seasons after he started, boom, he's still doing it again. And at elite level for the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals against the St. Louis Blues. He's a two-way player. He's impressive. He's dominant. And a lot of people are talking about him. Once you get into your 40s and you're an athlete, then you become the ticking time bomb that everybody watches. Oh, Tom Brady. Isn't his, how long into his 40s can Tom Brady play? And he doesn't eat anything bad, and that's got to help his body. You know, what's weird is this hockey player is 6'9", so you put skates on him, he's about 7 feet tall. And really, you know, the NHL is young, 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 fast, fast, fast. He's tall, 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 and not as quite as fast as some of those younger players. But he seems to always be in the right position. There's something about putting yourself right where the puck is. So he's impressive and very, very good at doing that. Anyway, a big shout out to him. I thought that was an interesting fact to remark on, the fact that people talk about the age deal and athletes, let alone weekend warriors. You know what that means? That means the average person. How long can you continue to do what you do until you start to get those bones that are breaking or have those injuries or, you know, whatever it might be? I think it's called stretching. I wasn't very good at stretching. I pay the price for not stretching. So there is my piece of advice. Stretch. Stretch if you're over 40. At least do that. All right, this is Week in Count, so it is absolutely about numbers. And, of course, the thing that's, this is the time of year for graduations. And I was reading a story about a valedictorian speech where there was a dog named Charlie who got a lot of attention during this Alabama high school graduation, because Charlie somehow made his way to the front of the ceremony and was barking and interrupting the speech a little bit. But it added a piece of humanity. And because he was excited and he was sitting on the ground by one of the tables and that where people go to get their diplomas. And he's just this friendly dog But unfortunately, he lifted his leg. And when he lifted his leg, the dog's owner, who of course was one of the graduates, was there in the front, just got hysterical, and then the rest of the crowd got hysterical, and the rest is history. They will not forget this graduation. So Charlie marked his territory, one dog, and hundreds of graduates, and he will forever be this factor in what happened to them that day. And especially we live in the era of recording everything, so you know that there is more than just one angle to this. There certainly were lots of people who took maybe video, photographs, etc. of the dog. Yeah. I love this story. Speaking of graduating, there was a Louisiana teenager who got accepted into 139 colleges, was awarded $8.7 million in scholarships out of Louisiana, Lafayette, the pride of Lafayette. And, you know, she just applied, and she was accepted, the 18-year-old, into that many colleges. So she had two giant binders filled with acceptance letters. That's pretty cool, I would say. And then she got letters from the White House and schools and organizations all over the place and scholarship money, and the family must be so proud. The table is covered with all of this information about where she was accepted and her two graduation caps. I think that is really, really neat. She decided to go to Xavier in New Orleans this fall, and that's her path, is to wanting to become a doctor. And if she's anything like what she's been like in her younger years, which you can only imagine, she'll probably be an incredible, incredible doctor. So entrepreneur, tutoring kids and doing all these things, and good for her. That's just, you know, roll up your sleeves and work and, you know, do what you got to do. And she comes from a very big family, and it certainly had to make them incredibly proud that she was accepted into that many schools. I don't know that I've ever heard a story like that before. I've heard of people being accepted into, you know, a dozen schools or so, and maybe they're not applying to as many. But to be able to say that is a very rare thing. I think it would make it difficult if you started to pour through them and read and think of the places and the possibilities. That might be difficult to make the choice. And here she stayed close to home, so good for her. Music Means, we got to check out. We're talking about technology and startups next. Forbes Books at Bedtime. Good combo. Don't want to miss James McCann. So jump over the fence with us for our Forbes segment.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of homes have been damaged between Indiana and Ohio, where groups of twisters roared through the area. Hospitals in Ohio are reporting as many as 130 people injured. An elderly man died in Salina. People are telling stories of survival. Blake Gifford, ran into a church just as a tornado came through the Dayton, Ohio area.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall and the wall's shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out.
He was on WKEF-TV. On the Today Show, Dayton Sheriff Rob Streck says it's hard to believe how much damage there is.
Extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages.
Oklahoma and parts of the central U.S. are still grappling with historic flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
About our next guest, James McCann, is in our virtual green room. And check this out. I'm going to give you a little bit of his background. He spent 20 years as a CEO, where he oversaw some of the operations of some of the world's leading food retail businesses, including Tesco, very big name in Europe and Asia. And I'll tell you what, he's written this book that's called Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide, which when I think about business and then I think of his background as not only that, as an investor, a board member, and an advisor to early stage companies that are disrupting the retail and consumer goods space, I think this is a book that you definitely need to read. So, James, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate.
Can you describe the tech revolution for us?
Yeah, so if you sort of zoom out and think about the biggest picture, you know, our society has been through a number of these big changes. You know, we started as hunter-gatherers, and then we became an agricultural society. And then sort of in the late 1700s, early 1800s, we transitioned to become an industrial society. And what's happening and what's been happening for the last 30 years or so is that we're now transitioning to the technological economy. And that is a major, major shift because, you know, we'd sort of all got used to working in the industrial economy. And now we're going to have to get used to living and working in the technological age. And I think it's going to be one of the biggest shifts in human history.
And so, James, where are we on the timeline of this? Are we already seeing this tech revolution, and so we can have a sense that we have, okay, I kind of get a feeling for how this is going to go, or are you describing something that's such a huge tidal wave coming that everything we've seen to date pales in comparison to what's to come?
Well, we've already seen a lot of changes. I mean, if you think back, you know, to 1950 and then think about today, you can already see how much change has happened in that very, very short period of time. What's happening is it's just it's broadening and it's accelerating. So, you know, the first part of this change was really around computers, microprocessors, you know, the TV. In the late 90s, you got this huge impact from the arrival of the internet. Then we had the huge impact of the smartphone revolution coming in, you know, the sort of, it was only really in 2007 that started to impact. And what's happening now is it's happening across a whole array of areas, you know, whether it's, you know, genomics or nanotechnology or LIDAR technology, or the really big one is probably artificial intelligence. You've now got a whole bunch of these technological revolutions going on that are enabling society to change and change broadly and more quickly than it's ever had to do in the past.
Wow. So you're definitely describing from end to end fast, dramatic change. Should people listening to this be excited by the tech revolution?
I think as with most things, people should be both excited and concerned. I personally am probably 80% excited and 20% concerned. We have the opportunity in the coming 20 years to redefine what it is that we believe about human society. I really believe that the change is going to be that profound. And so we can push that in a direction, you know, of a society that we would all want to live in. But if we don't act, and if we just have everything happening to us, then there is a danger that society will end up being significantly worse for a very significant proportion of the population. And I think that's our opportunity and our risk in the coming two decades.
We're talking with James McCann. He's the author of the new Forbes book, Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide. By the way, we're going to continue this interview by podcast, so you can also find it at forbesbook.com. There's one of those edits we were talking about, James. You can also find it at forbesbooks.com/radio. In addition to being the author of the book Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide, he has a very, very deep background in consumer goods and retail. Today he's an investor, a board member, an advisor, a speaker. And one of the things I want to ask you, James, is as we're looking at this tech revolution, it seems to me that on one hand, there's a lot of players who need to act to get ready for this. And I think it's pretty clear we're not ready for this. But some of the players who need to act, ironically, seem to me young people, millennials, people who are in school today, and also their parents. It seems to me that parents need to be prepared so that they have a place in the workforce today and tomorrow. And young people need to be looking ahead to make sure that they have a place in the workforce for a very, very long time and that they really profit from it instead of being left behind.
Greg, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think, you know, this tech revolution is going to impact everyone in society. And so everybody needs to research what it means, start to understand what the impact for them and their families may be and their businesses if they're running a company. And then they need to start to think about how they're going to manage and cope as this change continues to accelerate and broaden. I think younger people are just going to have to live with, you know, these changes for much longer. And those changes will continue to broaden and accelerate because the biggest single shift in moving from, you know, the industrial economy to the technological economy is that everything is going to change at that accelerating technological pace. You know, we all know how our computers and our telephones, you know, seem to change every 3 years and we have to update to a new model. That's just going to happen now across most aspects of our society. And people are going to need to learn to live with that. I don't think there is an opt-out clause. I think people are going to be in this, and they can choose, you know, to try to make the most of it and turn our society into something better. But if they ignore it, it's likely that it will have a negative impact on their lives.
Yeah, I like the way you put that, James, in talking about the accelerating pace of this moving from the industrial revolution to the technology era that we're in that's really exploding. What do you tell people who are reluctant to embrace that, where they say, I just can't use, I can't tell you, sometimes younger and sometimes older, as I'm a speaker and I speak all over the place and I hear people say, I just don't care. I'm going to go back to the old way of doing it. I can't understand this technology. I don't want to learn it. I don't have time. What do you say to those people who are, as you were mentioning there, reluctant?
Well, the good news for some of those people is that the way the technology is evolving is likely to make it much simpler for them to interface with technology and the tech revolution. You know, the fact that we're going to be able to interface by voice. You know, the fact that we're going to probably within a decade be able to interface directly from our brains with computers and with technology. That is being developed as we speak. You know, the US DARPA organization has put billions of dollars into that research because they want to be able to provide, you know, veterans coming back from the wars with missing limbs, with artificial limbs that can move and feel. And so we are going to be directly interfacing the human mind with the world of technology around it. And that is literally happening now. There is, I think the latest example I saw was a disabled fighter pilot who's now able to control three F-15 fighter jets with his mind alone. So that is going to make it easier for everybody to interact and interface with this world. But I think there is no option to not do it unless you're prepared to sort of move off grid in a pretty substantial way. Everybody who's in work and who's living in mainstream society is going to have to manage these changes as they happen.
What's fascinating me as I read the book, James, and the book title is Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide. It's really fascinating to me that you're really approaching this from a couple of different angles. The Essential Guide part is a perfect subtitle for the book because you're really breaking down how businesses, startups begin and what's key for them to be successful. And I suspect that part of the message here is that we as individuals are going to have to start thinking of ourselves almost like startups and reinventing ourselves every few years as the technology around us changes every few years.
I think that's one of, I think if we just look at the broader picture, society as a whole, I believe, is going to have to rethink what it values. Today, we value economic worth, and I think we're going to have to broaden that to be valuing societal worth. And then within that, we're going to have to take a whole bunch of actions in order to help people to make this transition to have worthwhile lives in the tech age and in the robot age. I think we're going to have to help people to retrain. I think we're going to have to help people to reduce the amount of sort of normal work that they do to become much more entrepreneurial and do much more voluntary types of work. And I think we're going to have to put a safety net in place where we essentially redistribute some of the gains from the tech age to enable people to have a safety net underneath them. And the point that you're making, Greg, you know, the sort of middle section of the book is really to say to people that within that world, one big way of them having a meaningful role and a life is to become much more entrepreneurial, is to, you know, we're already seeing it with the gig economy, but that's just going to broaden and we're all going to be working for ourselves, whether it's as entrepreneurs or as intrapreneurs within organizations. We're going to be much more, we're going to need to be much more self-starting, going to need to be much, much more able to transition our businesses as the world evolves around us.
Wow, it's fascinating stuff. James, I'm wondering if you can do another segment with us because we'd love to have you back on and continue this conversation.
I'd love to.
Great. James McCann, he's the author of Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide, and we look forward to our next conversation with James.
Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm so thrilled about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room, and he's talking about something that we don't talk about enough, in my opinion. And I know I've had to deal with this, and it's been tough, and I think it's because I grew up in a house where we never talked about this word, death. We never really talked about it. You know, people that once somebody died, including my father died when I was 8, there wasn't a lot of discussion. So Ryan McCormick joins us. He is the host of the Outer Limits of Inner Truth radio show, and he just did the Death Show, a 14-part series on healing and understanding. Love that title. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
It's an honor to be here with you and your listeners, Mr. Delaney. Thank you so much for having me.
So you heard what I said, that I think death is, it's like a dirty word. I mean, we all know that this is the end, no matter how much money we have, no matter what we do in our life. I mean, you know, ultimately we're all going to die. We don't know when. The only discussion when I was a kid that was ever, that I ever had about death was my great-grandmother, Ryan, said, "You can't do anything about it. I think it's an expiration date that's stamped on your head when you're born." Poof, and that was it. So I love that you explored this. What made you want to do a show on this?
Well, the original motivation for doing this show was that one of my closest friends experienced a horrible tragedy, and I wanted to bring something out of it. I wanted to bring something into the world that would hopefully try to bring some meaning to that tragedy and impact people in a positive way. I'm so sick of everyone saying, "Oh, you know, thoughts and prayers. I'm like, well, there's got to be something more than that. So what I wanted to do is put together a 14-part series on death, and we covered the first part is just people talking about how they've lost someone, what to do. So I wanted to provide an experience where people could listen to it, they could grow, they could understand, they could bring some kind of semblance or healing. I wanted to ask questions that I guess most people had questions too.
So that's interesting. So you say they had a horrible experience. What happened?
Well, my friend's fiance, he was in a car. His fiance and his mother were killed in an accident, and he walked away.
Oh.
So it's horrible. Yeah. So it was just unspeakable. And I'm thinking about that. Like, you know, this thing happened, and a lot of other people have lost someone close to them. So my intention of making this show was, well, what can you say to those people? You know, you just say that the person's in another place, and I just don't want to accept that. So I went up interviewing 65 different people, and I broke it down into 14 parts, and I wanted to provide as much healing, as much understanding as possible. So it's not just my friend, but anyone who's ever lost someone could have a point of reference where it's just not one perspective, but you have 65 other perspectives, and all of them collectively speaking, there's one clear message, and it seems that everything's going to be okay eventually, that this is the biggest part of life you can think about.
And it's interesting because you said you interviewed 65 people and all kinds of people, so tell us about some of the people you interviewed in trying to tackle this really tough subject.
Okay, well, the first thing is, I was bringing back, is I interviewed 7 people who lost someone close to them because I wanted people to know that they're not alone. And then after that, I focus on grief experts and psychologists so they can give you a clear, concise way from their perspective on what to do when you're walking, you know, you're healing. Then I emphasized and talked to people who've actually died. People have had near-death experiences. We have 15 people who died and came back, talked about their experiences, what it was like. That was probably one of my favorite parts of the show. And then we also went into talking to scientists about the science nature of death and actually how to develop communication with people who are in spirit. And then the end of the show is there's a 4-way debate with 2 atheists. I wanted to bring them on the show, so I wanted to get a number of different perspectives and put it on there. So hopefully a clear message could be out there. And the idea is that all things that we've come to know and believe about death probably are not true. And there's so much out there, but it's asking the questions. It's trying to get the answers to those questions that we're all asking, saying, why are we here? Why does this have to happen? You know, is there judgment afterwards? Do we go to heaven? Do we go to hell? Try to focus on tackling all those questions.
Wow, such a broad subject, and congratulations on
Thank you. On
tackling it that way. And you said it. You said the common thing that you found at the end of this is that it's going to be okay. But what else was revealing to you? Because that's a lot of information. So for you personally in doing this, you always walk away with something. I've interviewed 15,000 people, so I know, right? And you know, you've talked to a lot of people as well. What was the thing that you walked away with?
Well, I'd say there's a couple of quick things. First off, the idea that there is injustice in this world. I see that a lot of things happening. People do horrible things, and then they die, and they don't, you know, see any kind of justice. Apparently, when we die, every action that we bestow upon someone, we experience firsthand. It's called the life review. So there's total justice. And that was revealed by, I think, just about all the people who had a near-death experience. So I think that's probably one of the most important and compelling things. And another thing I learned is that based on the people who had near-death experiences is that we are all apparently one collective being, and the one collective consciousness breaks parts of itself, parts of its perspective up into several different millions or zillions of life beings to give itself the illusion that it's separate. So we are all imaginary characters of one collective being, apparently. And that's part of things. And also, apparently we have an infinite number of evolutions. So we are a human being in this lifetime. We'll probably be something else in another lifetime. That's probably one of the things. Also, I think when it comes to the grief experts, there's just so much more that you can do to help people. And if you're opening yourself up, there are a lot of different ways to help yourself, to heal yourself. So I just think that the whole part of the show is that there's just so much out there. And once we get past the initial fear of not wanting to tackle it, it's like the answers are there. There's so much more out there. There's so much opportunity to heal.
I love that. And maybe this can really spur on more of that conversation because you did a 14-part series. It was probably hard to try to figure out how to break it down, right? Because you had so much great information. At some point, you have to figure out, okay, what can I leave out or how do I do this?
Oh, no.
That
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
I'm like 70 plus interviews. I think the original show was 22 hours long, so I had to sit there and cut things out and put things in there. And also, it's the energy of the people, too. When you're interviewing someone, you want to make sure that you're putting things together like you're putting together a sheet of music. You want to make sure it flows and it goes well. And when I'm doing a show like this in this capacity, every person has to be contributing something wonderful and amazing. There were some people that we actually were not able to include that to say their expertise wasn't out there, but it just wasn't a fit for it. But I wanted to bring as many people as possible, the best people as possible. So, you know, scientific perspective, it doesn't matter what you believe, what your spiritual beliefs are. You could come, you could listen to this, and there's no judgment. All it is pure information.
Wow, I love that. Pure information. That's a great way to do it. Hey, I'm putting it out here. Here's what I learned. You decide what you think. I'm not telling you how to think because we live in that world of, what, fake news or you're on this side or you're playing on this. So you're not saying you have to think this. These are the ways to look at this. And you even interviewed an author and a 9/11 widow, and I bet that was an interesting interview.
It was a very interesting interview because the intensity of her pain was so relevant, and she was talking about what she had gone through in a firsthand experience. And when you talk to these people who've lost someone close to them, you see the personal tragedy that they've had in their life and what they are doing. I feel like the very beginning of that offers a lot of insight on what people can do to begin the healing process. I think so many times when people lose someone, the first thing they do is that they'll turn to their community, they'll turn, and there's going to be one or two people, or maybe an author says, well, this is my perspective. And again, that's the thing. It's like you get the multiple perspectives on it, and trying to get so many perspectives and condensing it down. Believe it or not, the show is 18 hours long total, 14 parts, 18 hours long, and I still think that is condensed down from hundreds of hours of information. So trying to get all those main ideas and trying to cram it all into one different show was challenging, but I think the information was all there. And again, when you interview the individual, Lisa Luckett, the 9/11 widow, I think it was a beautiful interview, and she really reveals a lot about what she had gone through and how to help people.
Yeah, no kidding. And I want to tell everyone, I want to make sure we're speaking with Ryan McCormick, and you need to go to, so you can take a look at this show, so you can listen to it. You know, give yourself some time. It's going to be like a subject where it's kind of like that summer reading. Go to one part, go to the next part, because he did such a great job of editing this. So go to outerlimitsradio.com/deathshow. You'll see it there. And when you laid it out, did you end with the discussion with the atheist, right?
Yes, the 14, what I did is that the first 13 shows, and also there's a section in there too, I forgot to mention, is that we focus specifically an entire segment on pet bereavement. So if you've lost a pet, we interviewed grief experts that focus just on pets alone. And that's totally separate. But I ended it with atheists. I ended it with skepticism because I wanted to say that, okay, no matter what we've just gone through, everything is subject to question. So I made that part to challenge everything else that had just happened in the program. And the key about it is that I think that, you know, no matter what our beliefs are, it should always be challenging, always be thoroughly asking, even if these beliefs are true to us. So, I mean, as far as my beliefs go, I'm always challenging, always questioning them because, you know, there could be another thing out there, another part of the puzzle we don't see.
Wow. So. What a great conversation. Please go to outerlimitsradio.com/deathshow. Check it out. Ryan McCormick, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blaine. It's a great honor to be with you and your listeners.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.